Well, I mean, Bucks and six.
I mean, what else was I supposed to say? We're going to lose and we're going to get swept? I mean, yeah, Bucks and six always. That's for the culture.
What's going on, Bucks fans? My name is KJ Eichstead, and we are back with another episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. It's been a little while, and it's time for us to do a mid-season check-in. I'm here with my co-host, Alex Eichstead. Alex, how's it going?
KJ, Bucks fans, man, does it feel good to see the Bucks playing basketball again. Coming off a 5-game win streak, I'm excited to talk some Bucks, and we also have a special announcement for our listeners. I don't know if you want to jump into that, KJ.
Absolutely. So, Bucks fans, you know that a couple months ago we gave away an autographed Giannis jersey in honor of him signing the Supermax to stay here in Milwaukee. Well, it wouldn't be right if we didn't also do a jersey giveaway, autographed, of course, for his longtime teammate, Chris Cash Money Middleton. We have an authentic Nike Chris Middleton jersey signed with the certificates of authenticity that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be giving first dibs to you guys on the podcast listeners. All you have to do is go to Ike Bucks Podcast on Twitter and send us a DM for details. We'll tell you how you can get involved, how you can have a chance to win this thing. All of the jersey giveaways we do are 100% legit. All the giveaways we do are legit. And this is another one of those items worth a couple $100s. And frankly, you know, Chris, he may not have made the All-Star team, but we know how important he is to the Bucks. You know, he's always just a key cog in the machine. He's kind of that guy who's been here since day one with Giannis through the dark ages. Really just kept his head down and worked just like a lot of other teammates. You know, on the year he's averaging about 21 points a game, PER right under 20, 6 rebounds, 6 assists as a shooting guard. That's incredible. And he's shooting 43% from 3 and 89% from the line. So, you know, Chris Middleton, like maybe he's not an all-star on paper this year, but guess what? He's definitely one of the premier shooting guards in the NBA. So we're excited to give away his jersey. Once again, all you got to do is send a DM to Ike Bucks Podcast. We'll get you guys the info on that. So, yeah, we have a pretty cool show for you guys today. The Bucks, you know, it's 72-game season, a little different than in years past. It's a long season. We're kind of at that point where it's after football, but before the playoffs, before the All-Star break. And the Bucks have had, I would say, more adversity than they have in years past. You know, they lost 5 straight games. It was the longest losing streak they had in years. And a huge portion of the Milwaukee Bucks fan base was very, 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 very upset at the coach, including us. You know, we're not going to shy away from that. But since then, since the Bucks seem to have kind of had that wake-up call, I don't want to say rock bottom, I don't want to say, you know, it was more serious skid, like a serious skid, they've responded. They've responded with 5 straight victories, and now they're 1 game out of first place in the East at the time of this recording, kind of right up there with the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. It's interesting. You know, this team, we've heard theories. We've heard theories that they're not really, you know, placing as much emphasis on the regular season this year, and in which case I'd be happy about that. But, Al, I just want to kick it to you first. What do you make of this team? 5 straight wins, 5 straight losses, you know, looking better of late. But, yeah, what do you make of this?
You mentioned it. 5 straight losses. Bucks fans, we weren't used to in the dark game. 2 regular seasons, the Bucks went 116-39. So winning almost 3 out of every 4 games to lose 5 in a row, especially in the fashion that the Bucks did, where they were getting out-rebounded, they were getting out-shot. They were essentially, during that 5-game skid, had offensive ratings of 110 and were giving up nearly 120 points per game to their opponents. So absolutely horrific defense. Mm-hmm. It looked bleak, and we were very upset with the coach, and a lot of Bucks fans were also upset with the coach because it looked like things were going in the reverse direction. However, flip it again. 5 games later, Giannis is soaring through the air, slamming one while Paul George moves out of his way to with emphasis to say to the Clippers, yo, the Bucks are back. We've won five in a row. Don't be sleeping on me, Giannis Antetokounmpo, most importantly. And this team, we're still going to be a force in the East. That's what I think. I think some of the things I'm worried about are the inconsistencies, as well as just some of the – I don't know if our personnel is working the best it could be right now. For example, there was a couple corner threes in that Clippers game where Brook Lopez was unable to get to the closeout. And in years past, he was almost a mismatch in a good way because the Bucks were able to spread the court, have the five shooters – and even though he's shooting great this year, his defense has kind of taken a step back. And you kind of see it against these teams late in the games that like to go small. And then when you have Giannis and Lopez out on the court, it makes it tough to cover the opponents in the corners. And essentially that's been the Bucks' Achilles heel is defensive three-point percentage. And so to see the Bucks still kind of have areas to improve, I think that's still a little concerning, especially with all this emphasis on the playoffs this year. But by all means, we have to step back and be very happy about where the Bucks currently are, winning five games. You mentioned it. I mean, the Bucks are 21-50, it's 22-12. So one game back of the best team in the East. We're right there. Had a horrible stretch in this season and are still right there. A lot to be excited about, and no time to hit the panic button yet. KJ, what do you think?
Well, I'm just going to actually backtrack that. You know, I think the panic button was pressed. I think the panic button was pressed 5 games ago. I don't think there's a darn person in the city of Milwaukee who didn't think Coach Budenholzer was on his way out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was widespread. If you had boots on the ground in Milwaukee, you knew that this guy was on his last legs, as was tweeted off of Ike Bucks and, you know, many other places.
Holding on by the legs.
That's just a fact. You know, a team this talented with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday, I mean, it does not take much to coach that team to a top spot in the East. The talent is unbelievable. We're talking about a back-to-back MVP, a premier shooting guard, more important than they've ever been before, and a premier point guard who's all three of those players are two-way. You know, they can handle the rock. It's just like they can all, you know, Middleton and Drew, they can definitely shoot. Giannis, he's getting better at shooting. We saw him drill some threes yesterday against the Clippers.
Great.
But Giannis is playing as good as he's, you know, he's more talented than he's ever been. Yes, maybe defenses are playing him a certain way when they weren't playing him like that earlier in his career. But the panic button was pressed. I mean, this team needed to play better, and God bless, they did. You know, five straight wins has cooled off that pressure a little bit. And we even threw out some of these, you know, names. Like, if the Bucks were to make a change midseason, right, like, who would they go with? Because it's not like you can really – truly in the, you know, maybe you can, but let's just take like all the past data in human history as an example. It's like how many teams who fire their coach mid-season really get better, you know? So that's why kind of these options that we put out there, Darvin Ham, and maybe even a little bit of a extreme dark horse, depending on how you feel about it, Marcus Johnson, both of them were two guys who are extremely familiar with the team, meaning they've been around the team day in and day out for the last, you know, several years. They know all of these guys on a first name basis. They know their anything beyond what they see in the tape. They know their intricacies, their little you know, special things that make them unique. And that's really what a coach has to do if you're bringing them in the midseason, if you have championship aspirations, which this team does. Like, it's kind of championship or bust. And when I say kind of, it's like it is championship or bust, you know. And the only reason that kind of was thrown in that sentence is it's like, what kind of team are the Bucks? Like, the team in that 5-game losing streak, they are not a championship team. Charles Barkley was saying it. Kenny Smith was saying it. The entire league was saying it. And this team in the last 5 games, you never know. Like, maybe they could be a championship team. The thing that worries me, though, is that we've seen this elite regular season team before. You know, we've seen it 2 years in a row. And now the Bucks are in premier form right now. It's like the same thing again. You know, we've already seen this. What we haven't seen is a team that when they get hit in the mouth in the playoffs, that they've been able to hit right back and go and win that game against Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, or go and win that game against Jimmy Butler and the Heat. You know, it's like, that's what we need to see. And Coach Bud, he still seems like he's the same guy. So a credit to Coach Bud, you know, he's kind of righted the ship a little bit, and he certainly bought himself time. I think his job is safe right now at the recording of this podcast. I don't think they're going to fire him off a five-game win streak. But man, like, can you win a championship with Coach Bud as the head coach? That's like the question that no matter what this team does in the regular season, it's just going to keep on coming up. And I think no matter what happens this year, like, the Bucks have to make it to the finals. Like yes, we need to win a championship, and that's where we all of our energy is and resources are put into. But it's not good enough to do anything less than make it to the finals. And whether that's Coach Bud, you know, the personnel is not the problem. I mean, you look at guys like Bobby Portis playing out of his mind offensively and defensively, doing the little things in the box.
Leading the league in three-point percentage. Don't forget that. I mean, Bobby Portis leads the NBA in three-point percentage. It's like the Bucks got themselves a Marcus Morris on, you know, times two. Like,
yes.
Like a super Marcus Morris.
Bryn Forbes. How's that guy shooting?
Eighth in the NBA.
46% from three? Like, come on. You know, like,
yeah.
Like enough with the peripheral BS. We got to get this done. And the team is looking great. Playing the bench guys a little more. You know, Torrey Craig's getting a little few minutes. Brook Lopez, very polarizing guy. I don't think he's going anywhere, just for the reason alone that his stock isn't really where it needs to be to facilitate the necessary return that would require moving him. Dante DiVincenzo, you know, one of these guys who he looked lost, but he's kind of turned it on lately. In February, Giannis is averaging 29 points. Chris Middleton, 21 points. Drew Holiday, he missed some time. Oh, actually, sorry, I was looking at the wrong stats. In February, you know, Giannis was averaging 31. Middleton was averaging 20. Holiday only played five games. He was averaging 14.4. Bryn Forbes was stepping up. He was averaging 12.2. Dante was averaging 12. Bobby was averaging 12. You know, then there's a little bit of a drop-off, but really that's the month that kind of we need to look at is February. It's like the five losses, the five wins. Maybe we can find some sort of middle ground in there. But the team looks to have righted the ship. I mean, an emphatic home win against the Clippers, highlighted with that exclamation mark of that incredible ball movement, Giannis slicing through the defense, throwing it down.
Old school basketball, as Marcus Johnson would say.
Just beautiful. It was just beautiful. And right now, it looks like we are kind of back to being the winners that we have been accustomed to.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
Because I just want to address first what you said about Coach Bud. Can Coach Bud win a championship with the Bucks? And that is whether you know you're a big Coach Bud fan or not. Realistically, the percentages of the Bucks winning a championship with him are very low. And I think, but that's really just the Giannis factor. If we're really talking about it, that's like the Giannis, you know, willing his way to a title, or maybe everything clicks and the Bucks go on this incredible hot at the right time run to the title. But there was one stat I saw last night that kind of jumped out at me. Kawhi Leonard averages 34.7 minutes a game. You know, load management Kawhi Leonard is averaging more minutes a game than Giannis, Middleton, every other Bucks player. And I think there's just something to it that at the end of the day, Coach Bud is going to have to adjust. And by the regular season, I guess like what you see in the regular season, it doesn't look as if he's adjusting too much. He's kind of staying by his playbook. And here's another reason I'm concerned. So if you go to the Brooklyn Nets, KD, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, they're not playing every night.
They're not.
But when they do play, Durant's averaging 35.7 minutes, Irving's averaging 35.3, and Harden's averaging 38. So everyone in the NBA should be well aware of how it's going down in the playoffs. They're going to start their big three, and they're going to be outstanding come playoff time and playing a lot of minutes. Bucks, I would hate to see Giannis gassed again if he's starting to play over 33 minutes. So I think they need to start pushing that forward and ramping up. Now is the time to ramp up as well, I would say.
Exactly, and I'm just going to take what you said and translate it for all the listeners out there. It's time to cut out the BS. You know, no more load management, no more none of that, no more tinkering, just
the deep out data.
How to win a championship and do it. You know, like, that's what these guys are paid for. They've had more than enough chances, and guess what? The hardest part, the personnel, getting an MVP, getting an elite point guard two-way, getting an elite shooting guard two-way, surrounding them with a capable supporting cast. I mean, it's really on the coaching staff, you know, and, like, it is on the players, but the tone is set by the coaching staff. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it looks like they're going to be here for the rest of this year, for better or for worse. But I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Coach Bud, you know, they're trying to say that the reason the Bucks went on that five-game losing streak is because he was tinkering with everything. And then maybe he was tinkering during the regular season because he has that luxury. You know, the Bucks are so talented. Our team is so stacked. We can afford to just mess around and try things in the regular season. What an incredible spot to be in. In anticipation for the playoffs. Well, it's like whatever adjustments Bud was trying right there, it, you know, it was pretty bad. It was pretty
friendly
bad.
Fire.
Yeah. And so it's like maybe you learn what not to do, but hopefully Coach Bud learned that in the Toronto series. Oh, wait, he did the exact same thing versus the Heat the next year. I don't know. I think keeping it real with Bucks fans, keeping it real with our listeners, Coach Bud is the biggest question mark in this team.
Yeah.
And the Bucks are going to live and die by Coach Bud. They're going to live and die by Coach Bud. And that's just the truth. You know, like we've seen it time and time again, regular season 2 years ago, playoffs 2 years ago, regular season last year, playoffs last year. The regular season, the Bucks are going to look great. That's what they do. They make the highlights. That, you know, they get those advanced analytic metrics that make them seem like the darling.
Plus minus.
Well, guess what? The Bucks checked off every advanced metric the last 2 years. They checked off a bunch of head-to-head victories, and they still got bounced out of the playoffs early. So it's kind of like, really, it's all about the playoffs.
We're sick of the metrics.
And,
yeah.
And we keep saying the metrics.
Yeah.
Well, we keep saying this to Bucks fans, and we don't want to sound like a broken record, but without, you know, kind of just analyzing stuff that truly doesn't matter and without kind of like giving you guys fluff, as we'd like to, you know, as like people in the industry call it, we'd rather keep it real with you guys. You know, the regular season's a regular season. We've been there, done that. You know, we're going to get a top two, top three seed in the East. Like, we're going to be right there. We said it in the very beginning. Like, the Bucks are a top four team in the NBA. However you want to shake out those top four teams, we're a top four team.
Yeah.
Which means we should theoretically be in it at the end. It's all you can ask for is to give your team a chance.
And right
now, the Bucks are a top four team. If we're not in that top four at the end, I mean, heads got to roll. If we're not in the finals at the end, heads got to roll. You know, it's like, they say in business, you learn like what not to do over time, right? And it's kind of like one of those things with the Bucks. Well, hey, if we get bounced out of the playoffs 3 straight years with Coach Bud, I'm learning not to have him be my head coach. But yeah, jury's still out. I think that's all we'll say about Coach Bud, unless you have any final thoughts, Al.
My final thought was the Bucks just jumped up into the top five in the power rankings. So you mentioned about being a top four team. The team right ahead of them in the four spots, the Phoenix Suns. And NBA fans, I think, can say the Bucks are a better team. Ahead of them, you got the Lakers, the Nets, and the Jazz. So the Jazz, their record speaks for themselves. They're kind of like the Bucks. They're going to have to prove it in the playoffs themselves because I don't know how seriously the Nets and the Lakers are kind of like taking.
Well, those teams are for real.
Those teams are for real, and it's just kind of one of those stigmas where you know the Lakers and the Nets are cooling right now. I don't use that word a lot, but that's kind of like the mantra that they have going on. You know, KD's playing one night. I don't even know AD's status currently. But essentially, those teams come playoff time are going to be
trying harder.
They're going to be trying harder. They're going to be all, you know, whatever you saw in the regular season, it's like playing Real Madrid for our international fans. It's when you get down to the late stages in Champions Cup, Real Madrid typically is just that team that just performs year in, year out, again and again. LeBron kind of is that way. We're going to find out what KD's made of But pretty good roster they have over there in Brooklyn. And so it's like the Bucks and the Jazz. You know, what can they show? The Bucks have kind of, we talked about this last year. They've lost their respect. Losing to Heat was the moment, flaming out against the Heat was the moment the Bucks lost all of their respect around the league. After year one with Toronto, luckily it was kind of like the Kawhi factor kind of overshadowed the fact that the Bucks dropped four straight in the playoffs. Like, that should have been enough of a reason. Potentially, the coach would have been fired after that moment.
Yeah, we gave him a mulligan.
Yeah, they gave him a mulligan. Giannis' first time that deep in the playoffs. Bucks fans are kind of enjoying the Eastern Conference Finals ride. The fluke surprise, number one year. But fast forward to now, respect has to be earned almost like double for the Bucks. They have to go out there and earn this. And as we said, you know, that's going to come in the playoffs. I think Giannis is kind of earning his respect. Right now, he's fifth in the NBA in scoring, fourth in rebounds, third in PER. He's seventh in differential win shares on offense, fourth in differential win shares on defense, second in value over replacement. I mean, you go on, go down the list. Giannis, everyone knows this guy is legit. Chris Middleton, relatively similar year to he had last year. I think a lot of people are calling him a coach's snub based on the fact that he didn't get one of the last invites to the All-Star game. But if you look at his numbers, they're almost mirror images of what he put up in the past. He's chasing this 50-40-90, and he's awfully efficient. He's not like an All-Star starter maybe this year, but you could argue it either way for Chris. And so you know what you have in Chris as well, and Giannis. The question mark, KJ, I want to throw it out to you. Jrue Holiday. What do you think the Bucks have here in Jrue Holiday? He's missed some time. Now he's slowly coming back. What are your thoughts?
Jrue Holiday, I mean, you know, I would take him over Donovan Mitchell, like straight up. You know, another really good player. I would take Jrue Holiday over Chris Paul. You know, I would take Jrue Holiday over the number three on the I would take Jrue Holiday over Kyrie Irving. You know, I really would. It's not even that hard for me to make that call. But yeah, Jrue Holiday, I mean, like, I think he's fine. You know, he's just kind of been dealing with these health and safety protocols. So it's like, yeah, get the man back on the court. You know, like, we got to take the season seriously. That's one thing. It's like, I understand it's a marathon and it's not a sprint. But, like, the reason we've been getting bounced out of the playoffs is because we probably are focusing too much on the minute counts and too much on the matchups and the load management and whatever it might be. It's like, you just got to go out there and win the game.
Momentum. Yeah.
It's like, you just got to win the game. Like, momentum is another one of those peripheral things. Like, do you think LeBron had momentum when they were down 3-1 against the Warriors? Hell no. That's when it's time to cut out all the bullshit and win the damn game. And it's like, this team is only going to go as far as that mentality takes them. Like, the talent is there. The supporting cast is there. I mean, they got a beautiful new arena. They have a city that just wants them to win so much. Like, the support the city has shown them, the region has shown them, and even the international crowd, shout to you guys all over the world, has shown them, is unbelievable. There's no lacking in any of those areas. The place that it's been lacking is the results, and it's a results-based business. Once again, it's a regular season. Jrue Holiday, he's a cog in the machine, and he happens to be a darn good one. You know, like, the team is better this year with Jrue Holiday than they were last year without Jrue Holiday and maybe a few more supporting cast members. You know, Jrue Holiday, big three. Bucks have a big three. The Nets have a big three. I think it's going to be a collision course, Bucks and Nets. Speaking of which, Al, let's take a look at the East real quick. You know, you got, it's kind of pathetic. The New York Knicks are in the four spot. Like, the Boston Celtics are in the six spot. The Raptors
Take a photo. Knicks are never going to come up. Knicks are in the four spot.
Knicks fans, this must be like a, this must be like
share
a
your story
universe,
moment.
like an opposite universe or something. But yeah, you know, Philadelphia, Doc Rivers is going in there, and he's basically eliminating a bunch of excuses. You know, he's like, God, he's being harder on the team than Brett Brown and like the analytics of the Spurs, you know, culture. Brett Brown's cut from the same cloth as Coach Bud. You know, he's been there a while. He's a Spurs guy. He's got all the analytics you could ever want. If you're a hedge fund guy and you're wooed in a meeting, you know, these guys who they own these hedge funds and they deal with complex investments. If Coach Bud goes in there and shows them, you know, some sexy analytics, if Daryl Morey goes in there and shows them sexy analytics, it's going to be music to their ears. But if a coach like Doc Rivers is like, look, I'm going to push these guys harder. I'm going to make Ben Simmons play better defense. You know, if Darvin Ham's like, look, I'm going to get more out of Giannis, that's all I want to hear. You know, because, like, the analytics haven't done anything for us up to this point. Yeah. But you know, Philadelphia, they've had a little bit of a culture change just to bring that point back home, and they're number one. Do I think that they're the best team in the East? I really don't. I don't think they're cohesive like the Bucks. I don't think they're cohesive like the Nets. But guess what? They're playing with a renewed sense of leadership stemming from Doc Rivers. He's got Joel Embiid playing inspired ball. He's got Ben Simmons thinking he's the best defender in the NBA. That's the kind of confidence we need. You know, like, I love that the Bucks are humble, but guess what, guys? I'd rather us be confident and win a championship than be humble and lose, crash out of the playoffs multiple years in a row. I don't know if we can take that anymore. We'll be fine regardless of what happens, but... Then you have the Brooklyn Nets, first-year coach Steve Nash. You know, theoretically, a first-year coach shouldn't really have him doing much, but those old rules are out the window. You know, all that fluff is out the window. He's got them playing well. You know, and I think that's the biggest challenge is they have the personnel.
They're winning games.
Just like the Bucks, they have the personnel. It's do they win games, and that is going to be what it comes down to. I think the Bucks and the Nets are on a collision course in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, don't sleep on Toronto. Don't sleep on Boston. There's really no one else I can really say. Like, maybe Miami. They've won six straight, which is incredible. I don't like to see that because Miami just smacked Milwaukee in the mouth last year, and we could never recover. Do I think the Bucks can come out of the East? I really do. Do I think their main opponent is going to be the Nets? Yes. And what do I think it's going to come down to? Well, both these teams are super similar in terms of the talent category. Who will end up wanting it more? Who will get the job done? Who will represent the East in the finals and the chance to get their next ring? I know Durant wants another ring. He doesn't want to be known as the guy who only won one with the Warriors. I know Kyrie wants one. He doesn't want to be known as the guy who only won one with LeBron. And James Harden. He would love nothing more than to beat the Bucks so bad. Like, he does not like Milwaukee.
No.
And it's like, do the Bucks share that same fire? Like, does Giannis want that ring just as bad? Does he have reasons to? I mean, like you said, he's been disrespected in a massive way around the league. The Bucks as a team have been disrespected on their own doing. You know, it's like they did it to themselves.
They deserved
Drew
it.
Drew Holiday, you know, like, does he have that chip on his shoulder to win a ring? Good question. And just Chris Middleton, you know, good question. They're all phenomenal players, but it's really going to come down to willpower. And fans, maybe you'll disagree, maybe you'll agree. You have to write us in the comments, write us in the DMs what you think. But I think the Bucks can come out the East. I think it's going to be the Nets or the Bucks. Alex, what about
when
you?
When I look at the East, this is a conference that has zero teams that have proven they can win on the road. So... the Nets are 9-7, Bucks are 7-9, Sixers are 8-9, Heat are 7-10, Celtics 7-12. All these teams can't win on the road. That's one thing that's shocking. Because yeah, it's going to be a chase for the top seed again. But I mean, the Bucks. We are looking right now at potentially landing either the Raptors, the Celtics, or the Heat in that first series matchup. And throw the statistics again out the window. When you're facing the Heat, the Celtics, or the Raptors in that first playoff series, that's going to be a tough series. That's not going to be your typical Bucks get Detroit first sweep. So the East is going to be one of these dogfights. I think the thing that's key here is Brooklyn is in their first year as a big three. Traditionally, it takes 2 years because just all of the circumstances, the moving parts, maybe you don't get the roster exactly how you want it because of the trades and everything. Brooklyn, there's a chance that they just kind of crumble and like some of these issues kind of show in the playoffs. Maybe they lose to the Sixers. Maybe the Bucks take them on in the conference championship and knock them off there. So I think this is like the Bucks still have this window. This is still a wide open Eastern Conference.
It's more wide open than it's ever been.
Yeah, and so I just want to Bucks fans to know the optimism is still high because there's still a route to the championship. When they talk about like NCAA tournament seeding, or even when they talk about political campaigns, they look at the route. Here, the Bucks, I'm seeing it. The Bucks are going to have to probably play a tough first, game. Like I mentioned, the Heat, Celtics, Raptors, even the Hornets this year aren't a bad team. Pacers slip into that 8 spot, not a bad team. Probably take a game or two off you. Second round, though, the Bucks will either they're going to have to take on one of the either the Nets or the Sixers unless they get themselves into that top seed. And I think all things considered, the Bucks are looking at a playoffs run right now where they would have to perform every series where they've got cakewalks in the first round and they came out flat in the second round. So I'm excited for the Bucks' chances in the playoffs. I think the West is obviously stacked. I'm looking at the West. The Mavericks aren't even in the playoff picture. And teams like the Lakers are 13-4 on the road. Suns are even 11-5 on the road. And Spurs, Blazers, Jazz, Clippers, they're right there. Nuggets.
I think it's a top four race. I think it's the two Los Angeles teams, and I think it's the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. I think it's a top four race. I kind of said this back in the summer or whenever that was. But, you know, I'm looking at the East. I'm looking at the West. I see pretenders and I see contenders, and I see the Bucks as the top four team. I don't want to rank them number one.
What about that Clippers team? You know, they came into Milwaukee. I mean,
They're a top four team. Make no mistake. You know, they have Kawhi Leonard. He's single-handedly put the team on his back multiple times, whether that's with the Spurs, whether that's with Toronto. You know, don't sleep on Kawhi Leonard. The minute we start sleeping on him is the minute he's going to break some hearts.
Absolutely.
I don't see it with Golden State. I don't see it with Denver. I don't see it with Portland. I don't see it with the Spurs. I don't see it with the Jazz. I don't see it with the Suns either. And expectations for me, make the finals. You know, I don't expect any of this exit talk. I don't expect any of that. I don't expect any coddle talk. You know, like, it is championship or bust. That is my expectation, plain and simple. What about you?
Yeah, expectations, let's set them at the finals, because when you get to the finals, anything can happen. A little different in the 7-game series, but if you think about back to like Chelsea, Bayern, Munich, huge lopsided matchup in the Champions League finals. Somehow Chelsea pulls out a Drogba header to send the game into extra time, goes to penalty kicks, and Chelsea wins. I think NBA finals aren't really slated like that. But there's still this element of anything can happen in the finals, hence what we saw with Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors knocking off the superpower Warriors. The Warriors kind of crumbled there. And so I think the Bucks, you know, if they can – it's like for me and Giannis, just it's that next hurdle is get to the finals. Taste what it's like to be one of the top two teams playing for that trophy. And I think – you know, if the Bucks get right there, the optimism is going to be right there again for another run. And like I said, the window's open this season for sure. Who knows what's going to happen next season? But this season is very crucial. Very crucial. We're looking at a big three on the Bucks. And yeah, you got to win when you have a big three. That's just the bottom line because that's why you got the big three. It's a luxury to have three stars like this.
It really is. So, Al, real quick, I realize we forgot about this. Give me some good bucks real quick, short version.
That first good bucks moment. I mean, the aggressiveness of Giannis in that closing play. I talked about this with it was almost like a quarterback scramble. You know, Aaron Rodgers getting outside the pocket, realizing he's just going to take it himself. Giannis just did that. And in years past, you might see Giannis kick it to some other chump to take that late shot. And not this time. You might even see Giannis kick it to Chris in the past. But Giannis,
well, he's not with a chump. Force, I mean, that's a poor use of words. But yeah, you're saying he needs to assert.
But
himself
all I'm saying,
the best player.
All I'm saying is he wouldn't. Obviously, I wasn't calling Chris a chump. I'm calling it like Giannis before in the past may have looked to pass. Last night, not the case. Got the ball, went hard to the hoop. Pretty much said, and someone's going to have to follow me, or I'm getting 2 points here at least. And so that was huge. Just like the statement that said is enough to almost turn a season around and inspire even more winning off of this. So maybe the Bucks can turn this into a 10-game winning streak. I think that's some good Bucks, is that right now the momentum is rolling. Bad Bucks, I kind of picked on it, Brook Lopez, but I still wonder about what his role can be in the playoffs. Like, are you going to live and die with Brook Lopez in your starting five in the rotation in the playoffs? Or are you going to start going to Bobby Portis? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to start going small ball and bringing in an extra shooter like a Brent? I'm not sure about his fit. That's like the thing, is before the fit the scheme, that was when the Bucks were early to this five-wide NBA trend. Now, a couple years later, I'm not sure if it's sustainable in the playoffs to have your big man to have 2 7-footers. Bottom line. Yeah, so that's kind of my bad Bucks. What about you?
No, I think that's some really high-level analysis. I actually said it last year that I think Giannis needs to be the five. And like you said, that will allow maybe even Bobby Portis could be the five. And like it's just hard to play 2 7-footers, especially guys slow as Brook. And we know he plays great defense and he helps our defensive as an anchor. But really, like, you look at all the NBA champions, like Serge Ibaka was their five, you know. The Warriors, you know, they would use Draymond Green as a five. They would use Kevin Durant as a five. LeBron James, when he won, you know, he was kind of playing 1 through 5 for the Cavs, like guarding Draymond, all those crazy matchups. So it's like the past couple years, I mean, even Anthony Davis, like, he's more of like a Giannis five than he is a Lopez five, you know? And it's like Giannis almost, like, he has to be the five. Like, you cannot have two guys. You cannot have Giannis be the four. You cannot have Lopez be the four for sure, you know? And it's like, so I'm going to piggyback off that. I'm not going to take the same thing. I think good Bucks for me is just Bobby Portis, Dante DiVincenzo, those two guys. You know, Dante had a rough spell. He's playing much better. He's playing assertive. Bobby Portis has been a revelation. You know, this guy was in New York last year dealing with all sorts of BS. I can't even imagine how tough it is to play in New York. In a bad environment, you know, like, and he's always been the high energy guy. He's increased his skill set. He's bringing that, just that hard nosed mentality that the team needs so much. And so I love
kind of that
Bobby
Marcus
Portis.
Morris.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think people like him more than Marcus Morris. You know, Marcus Morris, I wouldn't
for
really
sure.
say a lot of people
sure.
like that guy. Bad Bucks?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I really can't say anything other than, you know, the inconsistencies. Like, this team should be better than they are, and they have been playing better lately. You know, I look at Coach Bud. I say, Coach Bud, bring us to the promised land. You're the one with the keys. You know, you got the keys of the car. And so he's the driver, and that's just the way it's looking. It's going to be so. Hopefully that is a good Bucks thing, as it has been over these last five games, as they've, you know, built this winning streak. So with that being said, this is a good time to remind everyone that we do have a Chris Middleton jersey giveaway going on. It is an authentic Nike signed Chris Middleton jersey. This thing's worth like $300.
Black.
No, I think it's green, actually, but I'll have to take another peek at it. I haven't seen it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll throw a video up on Ikebox, but you guys are getting it early, listeners, just so you know. All you got to do to get entered to win that is send us a DM on Twitter. Send us a DM. Ikebox Podcast on Twitter. Send us a DM. That's how you get the intel, how you get the entries to win. And yeah. The reason we do it that way is because it gives you guys actually a better chance, because less people, you know, will kind of like see what it's all about. So really it increases your guys' chances All you got to do is send us a DM. We'll give you the intel. It's a super cool Chris Middleton autographed Bucks jersey with the certificates of authentication. If you've already got a Giannis jersey, well, this is a great place to add your second jersey to your collection. Chris is going to be here for a couple more years at the very least, and he's going to be making a lot of big shots. So that's exciting. I also just want to remind everyone. Also, Al, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to throw in, Chris is, you know, he's a franchise cornerstone in the fact that this is a Bucks legend in the making. Whether you're a big fan of him getting the max or not, this is just the reality. Chris is a 50-40-90 close guy. You know, he's quality player. Came second round, hardworking guy. Is about his business. He's a pro's pro. Use that word or that saying a lot, KJ. And this is Chris Middleton, essentially. You know, he's a hardworking guy. He has his struggles and he has his limitations, but we're really excited to be giving away this jersey. It's awesome. It's signed, and it comes with the authenticity. So you know it's going to be real. And Cash Money Middleton, I mean, the reason we like to give these back is because this is how we continue to grow and provide value to you guys. All multiple countries, and something that we really appreciate is, well, how can we give back to you guys? And so our way of doing that is through these signed jerseys. We don't want to get you something lame like a t-shirt or something you wouldn't want, but essentially only the best. So that's why this time we're going giving away the signed Chris Middleton jersey. Send us a DM at @Ike_Bucks on Twitter for details. Do not miss out on that. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, who may have an interest in Wisconsin sports, the Brewers are kicking off. You know, the Brewers are getting ready to open up their year. Spring training is in full session. And you just might want to keep an eye out for some giveaways in that realm as well. So make sure to check out Ike Brewers Podcast on Twitter, Ike Brewers Podcast and the Apple Podcast, the Apple Spotify store. We're all over the place. Al, any final thoughts on the Bucks?
My final thoughts here. The ship is back in smooth waters. It's like the Bucks were in this storm, and it almost seemed like 5 games ago that is this a sunk ship? Is this ship going down? But somehow
Titanic.
Giannis, kind of on the back of Giannis, I put out the stats that he was that he's been averaging over the last 5 games. I mean, this guy wants it. That's like one thing, like, we love Giannis, and we know a lot of you Bucks fans love Giannis with a passion too, but he can win, and something awesome. Over the last 5 games, Giannis has averaged 35.5 points, 5.5 assists, and 13.5 rebounds. KJ, you said it, that he actually tied Michael Jordan at the age of 26 for career games with 30-plus points, 10-plus rebounds, and 5-plus assists with 61 of those. I mean, that's just absurd. The Bucks have one of the best players in the NBA, if not the best. And essentially, they're going to be right there. So we're going to be with you every step of the way covering this team as the end of the season gets closer. But, you know, a lot to be excited about right now. Let's keep this winning streak going.
Absolutely. The winning streak must be kept alive, but more importantly, the championship must be kept in our sights. So I just want to thank Alex for joining us today on the podcast. I want to thank all the listeners all across the world. You know, we see you guys tuning in from all the countries. It's going great. Thank you guys for just being on this journey with us. It's been a long journey, you know, since the bottom years of the Bucks, since like the Brandon Jennings exit days, you know, when Giannis was just that rookie whose name was difficult to pronounce. Well, we know that you guys have been on this journey for a long time with us, and it's just one of those things where the entire city, the entire state, the entire fan base across the world of the Bucks was just ready for this greatness to come and come to fruition in the form of a championship. So we're all going to have a lot of fun on this journey together. You know, more episodes to come, more giveaways to come. Make sure to check out that Chris Middleton autographed jersey giveaway. You know how to do it. And we'll have more information on that. We'll throw out a video sometime soon on the Twitter. And Bucks fans, thanks again. Until next time, we're out.
Fear the deer.